episode 373, July 30th, 2018.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
From radio, oh, 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 now in a closet studio, oh, 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 they are Rob and Joe. All the listeners in the chat room, they make Rob mad, mad, mad. But when they slurp our producer, oh, you know it makes them glad, glad. The girls that Joe loves so, they're all too young to vote. He wants them. Oh, tied to his bedpost. Oh, baby, it's still right.
Good evening, afternoon, good morning, however you listen. It's the Rob and Joe Show. And I guess because we mentioned it last week and we never got to it, we should just start off the show immediately with the Gramps story. Is that the fair thing to do, Joe?
No, I like to pull through. The fair, maybe fair, but you think people like this, so you might want to just make them hang out to the end. Although they can just click ahead. So, yeah, might as
well. But we made them hang out last time, then we never said it. So I feel like now we're obligated.
All right, let's do it.
All right. So today I go see this prospect and was in the house for a few minutes. When I came out, there was a beautiful girl sitting on the steps smoking a cigarette. I'm assuming she was a daughter. They're always a daughter. I said, "Are you aware of how cute you are?" She thanked me and asked if I could give her a job. She gets right to the point. I told her that I could hook her up with someone if she wanted to be in the insurance business. Like, who's they going to refer her to? Just, okay. Hey, I just met this cute girl sitting on a stoop.
Yeah, she was smoking.
Right, yeah.
She looked qualified.
Right. She said, "No, I want to be your secretary. I can keep your records, make your phone calls, and all that." I said, "Sorry, that's all taken care of." She said, "You could be my sugar daddy." I said, "I might make it as daddy, but I don't have any sugar." She said, "Don't worry, we can work on it." He goes, "I'm clearly so desirable."
We work on what, the sugar? What is that? Semen?
No, money. Sugar daddies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know what sugar daddy means?
Well, I do know what that means, yeah. But when I think pour some sugar on me,
right.
I'm always thinking that that's what that means. But I got, no, obviously a sugar daddy. But then when they started going into
right.
these different metaphors, it became sexual, as it always does.
Whenever you think about your dad, you think sexual. Yes.
All right. I don't want to have the same conversation over and over again, but how is this happening?
Because, like I keep saying, he's a mark. They see an opportunity. That's the whole point of this. They think that he's this big shot insurance salesman. They probably think he has got a lot more money than he does. And although somebody
how
super rich wouldn't be 75.
Yes, walking around the streets of Baltimore.
Okay, but it's all relative.
Rob, is there anybody who listens to these stories who's as disturbed by them as Joe?
No, everyone loves them, and they just they can't get enough of them. And Joe is, you're dreading them now.
No, I dread them a little bit. It's okay. Keep them coming.
Do you see some of Gramps? Do you see some of you and Gramps? Are you worried that this is going to be you?
I don't.
In 25
well,
years.
Well, no, I love my father. I mean, if I could be like him, that'd be wonderful. But I'm not built that way. I don't walk up to people and tell them that they're cute. But think about the balls on this girl. Hey, give me a job. He's like, okay. She's like, no. I'd like to name my job. I'm like, well, really? What's your qualifications? All I know is that you smoke. It's the only thing I know about you. I've already decided to help you. Now you're naming the position that you want?
Well, I mean, how complicated is his job? I mean, what records is... Because Gramps, he can't work a computer.
No.
So who's doing all this? Who's keeping these records?
Yeah, you're right. He's probably keeping them on it, you know, some sort of graph paper, you know?
No, he has a spreadsheet I made for him.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you a question.
This girl wants to take your job, Robbie.
Robbie's safe. Hey, let me ask you a question, Robbie, this spreadsheet. How many times, when did you first make it, 10 years ago?
At least.
Okay. How many times has Dad had to call you to fix it?
Probably a dozen.
Hey, I don't know how to work a spreadsheet either, so.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. How could you?
Yeah. I mean, how could I? I could probably take 5 minutes and figure it out.
I literally could teach you how to work a spreadsheet in about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
The basics.
I mean, I know I can hit tab and write something else. I mean, I've filled it out on our taxes.
You click in the next box and start writing in it.
Right.
Yeah. You don't know how to do formulas, but that would take you 2 seconds.
Right. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. I am, when you hear this, I'll be in I'll be coming home from San Francisco. I don't know. When are they going to hear it? I'll be done. We're doing this ahead of time because I'm leaving for San Francisco. I won't be back until late Monday night. More shows with David Koechner. He actually added 3 more weeks, so we've got a busy schedule coming up here.
Where are you going?
Well, we were already going to Orlando in August and then Cincinnati in September, but he's also added Syracuse, which I was just there, but I'll come back, Albany, and Des Moines, Iowa. Is it Des Moines or Des Moines?
Des Moines. Des Moines.
When is Albany? Albany is September 20 to 23, or 21 to 23, depending on if I get that Thursday or not.
Albany?
It's close enough for me to make. The problem is that it's the wife's birthday.
Well, that's what she wants. Yeah, I'll give her a T-shirt for her birthday. I have a new design.
Tell her Robbie's not going to be there.
We could talk about gun control.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do. Right. I think I can make that.
Nice.
Your career seems to be hitting some kind of apex when you get all these gigs and you're making these friends that can really help you and you're getting more work and the murder mystery's rolling and you're getting more radio work, you know, all that stuff. Are you like, yes, cool, this is where I'm trying to be? Or are you like, God, why didn't this happen 10 years ago?
Well,
like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like that because I don't really have any. Look, I don't live in New York or L.A., and I've never lived there, so that's sort of out of sight, out of mind with the industry. I don't think I'm hard to find, but, you know, so there is something that bothers me about, you know, all these Netflix specials and everybody gets things, and then I watch them. I mean, I watched one the other night, and I was like, this is horrible. It's offensive, it's not funny, and it's just like...
You were offended?
No. It's offensive things. Oh, I'm not offended.
I thought you meant you were offended. Oh, you're offended because the comedy's so bad? You're offended by it?
No. It's like, I mean, if I said those things, like, I would be banned from Facebook.
And this guy's
saying it freely on a Netflix special as if there's nothing wrong with that.
So,
you want to name the comedian, right?
I don't want to name him.
I knew he wasn't going to. Yeah.
I had to ask.
Now I realize why Netflix is doing all these specials. Because they're coming out with the Netflix SiriusXM channel.
Oh, and they'll just play these.
So they probably own the rights to all this.
The audio from all these.
Yeah. So now, look, you'd still take it, obviously, but I'm sure, I mean, the heavy, like Chappelle probably, maybe he has the rights, and Rock and Seinfeld, these super heavyweights, and Schumer, but like the lower level people, they're doing these 15-minute and 20-30-minute specials. They're probably never going to get a dime from any of the serious. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. But it makes sense now because they're going to want to have their own 24-hour content of just comedy on the radio that was all from Netflix specials. So it does bother me, but that's also on me. But I do feel like my real direct line to any sort of big hit is with Koechner, and more so with Tiffany Haddish because she's, you know, a year away from or maybe even now, being able to just do whatever she wants.
Yeah, no, she's, it's funny. I was talking to, who was it? Maybe it was Katie, where somebody's dating one of the Baldwin brothers' kids. It's like, I know what it is. It's Justin Bieber is marrying like Stephen Baldwin's daughter. I don't know the whole, it's something like
that. That's right. Exactly correct.
Okay, but again, if I'm wrong, who gives a shit, right?
Right. Robbie will.
Sorry. But they were saying, yeah, he didn't even, she got with the B-lister, the C-lister. She goes, I don't know, is Alec Baldwin an A-lister? I go, yes.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin is a fucking A-lister.
Absolutely.
She's the guy I bought him in. I go, well, then what's an A-lister? I mean, is that only like eight guys? I mean, Alec Baldwin is definitely an A-lister, right? There's no doubt he's an A-lister.
Yeah, I think
he's
so.
He's in a movie with Tom Cruise right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how can, if he's not an A-lister, what the hell are we?
I mean, he's not Tom Cruise. He's not Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
But he is, he's a household name and you recognize him immediately. And he's been on TV and movies.
He's also awesome. So he has everything.
Right.
Yeah. He might as well be on J.L. Covan's Mount Rushmore of great actors.
Yes.
That we talked about before the show.
That we were never going to reference. It was a good list, though, J.L. Although, that, you know, why are we going to talk about it? Now we have to really talk about it. Sorry, just go to follow J.L. on Facebook. He's a good follow.
He's close to being right.
Yeah. So, Katie did something that I think she immediately regretted today.
Yeah.
She, a friend of hers is looking for some reviews for his or her business, Google reviews, some positive reviews. And so she emailed basically all of us on the murder mystery and asked if we could give 5 stars and write a nice review. And immediately I saw that. I was like, do you know who she's... I mean, Eric and Tommy and Justin, they live for this thing. They live to just, to totally just shit on this. Like, that's what they live for.
What do you want? Do you want to read Eric's review? I have Justin's review. Which one would you like to read?
Okay, I got to find.
Here, I'll read.
Do you have them up easily?
I do.
Okay.
Justin's is actually, Eric's is better, I think. But
well, okay. But Justin, just read them.
I'll read.
What kind of business is it?
I don't want to say. Yeah, that. I don't want to say.
What kind?
It's not a restaurant.
Okay.
All right.
So, I'm going to just use the name of the company as McDonald's because I don't want to say the name of it. Right?
It's McDowell's.
Right. Justin wrote, as a small business owner, I appreciate the service that McDonald's provides when it comes to my blank costs. Blank is the product that they have. Great company, great people, and everyone there loves anal. 5 stars. So that's Justin's. All right, now, you have Eric's? Do you want me to read that?
I don't. You can pull it up.
I have it right here. All right, Eric's review is this. Great company. I was down on my luck. My finances were in the gutter. My fiance was about to leave me until I reached out to McDonald's. I met my sweet Ruvilia on a Russian exchange dating site and told her that I was a rich American. Soon it blossomed into love, but I couldn't keep up with her fast-paced lifestyle. I put a third mortgage on my house 7 months into the relationship. Luckily, McDonald's helped me refinance, and they're not a refinancing company, so I don't mind saying this. Anyway, luckily, McDonald's helped me refinance and get me back on track, and we're slated to be married in December. Can't say enough good things about this company. So those are the two reviews that went in there.
Yes. And she was afraid to send this to you, but you're the experienced Yelp and Google reviewer. So you should have been, although you would actually try to use this company and give a real review. That's what Robbie would do.
She had bad instincts. Robbie would have been a good person to give this to.
Unless the company's not on the up and up, then Robbie would find, he'd go to the website and find some misspelling.
He'd report them to the state.
This better be his business bureau.
Yeah, but if it's Katie's friend, I'm not going to mess with it. I would just not review it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even lie about a company you'd never... would never have any experience with.
But he has a reputation of giving honest reviews, Joe.
He even reviewed the Outback Steakhouse, if you remember that.
Yes.
Wow.
I wonder what it's like. Let me check Yelp.
All right. Good job, Katie.
Is the worst thing that you can do give a Subway or a restaurant? Everybody knows a Yelp review. That's got to be... In terms of the Yelp world, that's the worst. If you're somebody who chronically gives bad reviews, that's not even as bad as giving a review to CVS.
Right. Yeah. You know, I was looking for Tiffany's upcoming tour dates, if anyone was posted and they haven't yet, but I went to go on Ticketmaster, and they have reviews on there for the shows. I guess people can write in. And I was curious, so I went to the Warner Theater ones. A lot of positive love for me. No one knows my name, the white guy.
Or the first guy. Yeah.
Right, but I'll take it.
There's a Vietnamese restaurant in my neighborhood. This is my most recent review. If you guys want to look at it, it's right on my Facebook page.
Nah, I'm good.
I'm good. Thank you, though.
And I give a very positive review.
Right.
But I pointed out they don't make banh mi, the sandwich, the Vietnamese sandwich.
Okay. Banh means bread. I learned that today.
Mm. They're hard to find in this area, especially.
Okay.
And I said, if they would only offer a banh mi, I would love them long time.
So you put a little racism in there.
It's right in the review. Haven't got any feedback on it.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Okay. Are you doing
you think
this?
That's really bad.
Yeah. Are you doing that for show content, or are you cracking yourself up?
Yeah. Are you making yourself laugh? Would you have done it if this show didn't exist?
No. Yes, I would have. I was doing it to crack myself up, and also I posted on Facebook, so I thought maybe somebody would read it and realize what I had done. I'm sure Mac.
He did it for Mac Bergson. Let's be honest.
Oh, I got to thank Mac for something. I can't say any. I can't elaborate. Yeah. But he's. He hooked me up again. He's awesome.
Sexual favors.
That's right.
Everyone there loves anal. It's McDonald's. You're hoping that Mac, because it's the Asian girlfriend, wife thing, bond you two have?
Exactly.
Okay.
I think he'll get a good laugh out of it.
Or maybe he'll be super offended.
Yeah.
He might be, and maybe he didn't review me, just like I wouldn't have reviewed somebody.
I mean, we have a new... Our ratings should be coming out soon.
Oh, that'd be great if he thinks that Robbie is racist towards the love of his life. That would definitely bump me up.
And since the last ratings, I actually met Mac. So I feel like if I go down, that's really bad.
Yeah, I need to make sure. I got these things yesterday. I got to make sure I thank Mac. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it right now while we're on the air.
Oh, look at you. All right. All right. Well, let's take a short break. We'll come back. And I'm going to pitch live on the air to Joe Robinson a brand new murder mystery idea. Rob and Joe Show. Be right back.
Die Laughing Productions is back with another hilarious whodunit murder mystery comedy show from the people who brought you A Merry Murder Mystery and the newly dead game Comes Back to the 80s. You're attending an event at Glenbrook North High in Chicago, Illinois, where the students, faculty, and alumni are gathering to open a time capsule that was planted exactly 30 years ago. But a still unsolved murder case will transport you back when gas was under a dollar a gallon and cell phones were the size of a brick. Ferris Bueller, Marty McFly, and all things 80s murder mystery mashed up with me, Justin from 98 Rock, and the audience, you're going to be the star. Some of you will get to play parts in the show, and all of you will guess who the murderer is. Guess right, you could win something bitchin'. Guess wrong, and you'll be a butthead. Jean jackets and leg warmers are encouraged. Eat, drink, laugh, and solve a murder. Back to the 80s.
Next performance, August 11th at the Bright Box Theater, Winchester. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So I texted this to Robbie, and I had this idea last night. And really, when you think about our murder mystery, you and I are the creators of this, but rarely are the shows written to feature our skills.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would say... We've written definitely things that make Tommy shine, obviously Eric, obviously Justin, some of the female roles that we've had. I think in the Newly Dead game, that's really the show where I can kind of like flex my comedy muscles. Mm-hmm. And there really hasn't been much in terms of you, Joe. Well, I think this idea, now the details and how it exactly will make sense, you know, they haven't gotten there yet. But it's an escape room situation. Okay. It's called Escape from Death. And basically the plot is we are in an escape room, and you are the voice of God. The whole show, you're in the soundboard on the mic. So you're basically giving clues, shitting on us when we're not doing things right.
That's okay. I like it.
And you something to the effect of, if you don't solve these get out of the escape room, someone will die in 10 minutes or something.
I'm like Saul, so, but I'm also
he's
like
the guy in Saul.
Exactly. So someone ends up dying, and then, I don't know, maybe we kind of steal from another show where you say, yeah, I was paid money to by someone to kill one of you.
And one of the people in the room has
exactly.
to. Okay, gotcha.
And so throughout, you can also be reading the script and sort of giving clues and pointing
Yeah, but I can
people.
Also just be shitting on you guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Man, that really sounds like fun. The only problem is that we have to come up with things that get you out of this room, which is, I guess that's, I've never been to an escape room. We could just steal the actual things that exist.
Yeah, or we could steer it to things in our, sing a Weird Al song, and then Tommy and Eric, you know, we could steer it to things that we're good at.
We could also.
Or find someone in the audience and do this
and
with them.
And when they escape from the room based on whatever they need to do, it can be the next act.
Yeah.
That can be going into a different room.
So.
Sounds
yeah.
hard. It sounds hard to write.
Well, it's always.
Not
it's,
to do, my part doesn't sound
right.
hard, but.
It is hard. But I think the idea of an escape room, I like the name Escape from Death. And I think it gives you a chance to shine.
How about you can't escape death because somebody dies?
Okay.
No, I'm not, you love the name. I'm not going to.
No, I just think Escape from Death just flows better. Robbie?
You sent this to me. I read the
yes.
whole thing. I didn't have time to reply, but I did like the whole thing.
Okay, thank you.
I think Escape from Death, I agree. That's a good title.
And I was thinking like the reveal could be everyone in the cast says who they think did it. And then they take a key to open some door or something, and if they're wrong, they're electrocuted. Or they don't make it out or something.
Oh, yeah. So the way it's done is they are electrocuted because they didn't guess who the killer was. Right.
Right? And then the next person says, well, clearly it wasn't that person because of this, this, and this, and then they give their reason. Then
but
it gets
then we
down
already
to two.
Know. Oh, I gotcha. And they both turn their keys at the same. I think it was you. I think it was you.
Yeah.
You turn it. Everybody dies. It'd be
well,
kind of funny.
Yeah.
Every person would die.
Right, and then
for,
you're like, yeah, I just did that to myself. He only wanted one person dead, but, you know, I'm having fun with this.
Except for the killer who's going to live because, oh, no, well, he has
to. I have to figure that part out.
Yeah.
Unless it's count to the final two, and then he turns his key. He goes, I didn't die. That's because you're the killer. You're going to die in jail in 40 years. Yada, 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 boom, 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 you did it. Boom. Escape from death.
And Robbie plays a Glenn Frey song.
No, he plays in their band Escape. Isn't that in a band?
There is a band Escape. What did yeah. they sing? Did they sing I Can't Wait? Was that right?
That sounds right.
I might be wrong about that. I'm gonna look it up.
That's a good song. We can't just play that for 2 hours. All right, there you go, folks. You're hearing real time. Murder mystery, brainstorming, Escape from Death. Look for it in the spring of 2019.
We just booked it. Hey, we did book. There is one murder mystery we booked before. Actually, I'm so sorry. There are two murder mysteries that we booked before they were done. What were they?
Didn't we book Smooth Criminal before it was done?
Oh, I didn't. We might have maybe more than that.
Yeah.
I know
How about
we booked,
all of them.
I know we booked the Christmas one.
The first one.
Done.
Yes.
We did?
I don't think it was done yet.
It wasn't done.
Awfully ballsy of us.
Maybe it's way more often than I thought.
I think almost every single one was booked before it was actually completed.
Wow. Okay, when I say the two, I meant all of them.
Whoops.
New right. Shoes saying I Can't Wait. So I got a...
Wow.
For some reason, I feel like there's... It's Escape. It's got like a some sort of...
It's X.
Yeah, escape. Yeah, that's right. That's what it is. You're absolutely... Right.
I can't think of any songs they did.
Well, isn't that the song with the girl from the band with the girl from the Real Housewives of Atlanta that has the sex toy business?
That's quite possible.
Candy Burris, yeah, and Tamika Tiny, T.I.'s wife, Tiny. Yeah, they're American female R&B. I don't know.
So I'm gonna have to hear these songs because the names of the songs is not working for me. It's Understanding. Just Kicking It, My Little Secret. Because I have to hear this, because I'm not familiar with these songs.
You go to iTunes, you see the most popular one.
Biggest hits, Just Kicking It and Understanding. I'd have to hear it in order to...
Yeah.
Well, I think we should just use all songs from the album Escape by Journey.
Done. we'll figure that out. Anyway, so look for that. Spring 2019, DieLaughingProductions.com. So Bachelor Party threw that out last week regarding Atlantic City legalized sports betting March Madness.
Hey, I listened to that back today.
Okay.
And?
Well, the thing about it is Robbie gets so angry.
Like he hated the idea.
He hates it.
He could have just said, not for me, but he was like anger.
And I think about it because this might be a good quality, right? And that's that if you don't like something, you never pretend you do.
Right.
You never just kind of say, all right, well, I guess I'll just listen to this Taylor Swift song since I'm in a car full of 21-year-old girls.
Sure.
You know, like, oh, I just heard that your favorite book is The Dark Tower. I won't take a giant shit on it, right? Sometimes you're like, but Robbie doesn't. He can't do it. It's not that he physically can't do it.
I feel worse about myself being insincere than I do about just blurting out my true feelings on something.
So in the 12 Rules for Life, Jordan Peterson's book.
Racist.
One of the things that he says is, tell the truth. Or at least don't lie.
What an asshole.
So you are allowed to omit that which might hurt somebody's feelings. But you are, but that's one of the things that, and you read the whole
right
chronology of how he evolved to this, but he doesn't lie. Or attempts not to lie. Meaning right. What he says he believes to be the truth.
I say whatever is going to make the situation the most comfortable, usually.
I say a lot of times at my 9 jobs, the one I do during the day. A lot of times we're figuring out how to present things to maybe employees, maybe clients, maybe whatever. And I find myself all the time saying, well, you know, the truth will just work here.
Yeah.
Like, let's just tell it. But it really isn't necessarily, it's on the table, but it's never just what you do. So I actually have to lobby for the truth a lot of times. You think about Robbie, you know you're going to get the truth from him.
Did you feel, was it alarming to you when you listened back and you heard how adamant he was against that idea?
Not alarming, but it did make me think about how he's made up. Because we know some things about Robbie. He's a creature of habit and structure. He doesn't like it. He likes preparedness. These are good things, right?
Right.
But he does not bend to your will.
Well, Justin Schlegel listened to the podcast, and you know we're still trying to figure out our situation in Vegas for TMOS the first weekend of November.
But you'd say, let me ask you this: this is a fair thing to say about that. We'd like to do. And by the way, if you are a Rob and Joe Show listener and a Mike O'Mara Show listener, and you are going to be at the
TMOS Live,
yes, thank you, right in Las Vegas. There is a what percent likelihood that we'll be doing a murder mystery the next night? What percent?
Well,
40 right now.
No, actually. No, it's above 50. Do you agree?
You know, it's hard to read. I know that Oscar asked for some promo material to send it. It's getting moved up the line. So the final decision maker, it should be being able to make that. By the time you hear this, we should probably know. I think it's 58%.
So you think it's better than 50-50? That's what I was wondering.
Yes.
I want to hear what Marcus thinks. What percentage do you give it, Marcus?
No, I would have said 50-60%.
Okay.
All right.
But anyway, if you're listening and you're going to be at this event, you're going to go to the very next night, you're going to come see our murder mystery in the same town.
Yeah, that's our plan. Mm-hmm. So, which to me makes the idea, because Justin is lobbying to make this Vegas trip, combine it with your bachelor party. And he says, Robbie, I will wingman you to every single buffet in that city that you want to go to. I legit go to Vegas for the buffets. Everything else is secondary to me. I'd even be willing to bring a DAT recorder, and we can record bonus Patreon content where you and I just go around Vegas one day reviewing buffets. I take my buffets very seriously.
I wonder how... If will listeners have any idea how fucking hilarious that's going to be?
No, he really does. Well, we should do that regardless. But that doesn't sound like a good bachelor party.
Well, maybe for Robbie and Justin. Right. I guarantee you Robbie right now is like, hey, that sounds like a fucking great idea.
Not just that. You don't know how happy I was when I got that text today.
I'm sure this is the greatest thing ever.
Okay, so I'm Googling how many buffets are in Las Vegas.
Well, there's got to be
hundreds.
There's got to be 500.
Well, the problem is that when I put that in, it doesn't there's so much information about buffets in Vegas, I can't get that exact question answered. So I'm going to have to
Google top 100 buffets in Vegas. See if that even exists, because there's that many they can rank them.
What I did was, how many buffets are in Vegas? What I did was I put it in quotes, so maybe I can get the exact. Didn't work for me.
Well, this is the thing about Vegas. Friday night is the Mike O'Mara show, so that's the focus. Saturday night would be our murder mystery. That's the focus. You have to leave Saturday night to get back to Sunday Ravens, your Ravens duties. Thursday night would be open, but that's the first night we get there. It's hard to make your bachelor party the focus of this weekend. We couldn't be.
No, it really couldn't unless we came in a lot earlier. But by the way, bachelor party is only a day. We could come in on Thursday, make Friday the bachelor party, ending at the Mike O'Mara show or whatever.
Right.
And then do our murder mystery, and that's it.
Yeah, I think the real hang up for me is it just seems, you know, at your age, Joe, you might not live to the wedding. So as close as we can get, it just seems far off. I know the back.
So I might not live, meaning you wish you didn't have to. You might not have to do the bachelor party if I die, so you don't want to do it too soon because then you've wasted it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of fucking buffets in.
Yeah.
I see the list.
Here's a
Justin
coupon.
Says the Bellagio is the number one seat.
Yeah, which I can't wait to go to.
He says, I want to get married there one day. Straight shoot in the buffet.
Top buffets in Vegas, 2015. Let's see what they say. The Wynn, that seems to be number one.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
All right, you ready? Here we go. We're just going to do the top seven, okay?
Let's do it.
Sorry for the delay here, but
it's okay. They don't listen to our show for nonstop hilarity and talking. They listen for the occasional dead air.
Okay, the Wynn is one. Two is Texas de Brazil. Three is is it Aria or Aria? A-R-I-A. Four is the Bellagio. Five, Caesar's Palace. Six. I've got an issue. I can't see six. But seven is Rio. Oh no, I'm sorry. Six of seven is Rio. Seven of seven is the buffet at Paris.
What's the most amount of buffets you think you could hit in one day, or be willing to? I mean, you could just go there and have one item. But I mean to actually enjoy.
How could you go more than two? It's not like Vegas, three meals, but you're just fucking gorging yourself with food.
Well, a Vegas day could be 22, 23
okay,
hours.
Okay, gotcha.
So you get up, you have breakfast.
Yep, breakfast.
You could have
buffet.
Lunch, and you could have a nap around 9 or 10 p.m. and then come out for another all night of gambling and drinking and then hit some 2 a.m., 3 a.m. buffet, right?
Yeah, but you don't really know what you're talking about because Robbie goes to bed at 9 p.m., so
oh,
you think
right.
He's going to take a nap. That's his 8 hours, scheduled 8 hours.
Yeah, what time would you go to bed at Vegas, Robbie?
We're going to be in a different time zone, so my clock's going to be all completely messed up anyway.
Okay.
So you're going to go to bed at 6 p.m.?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I have no idea.
They pump oxygen into those buffets. Yeah.
Imagine we plan your bachelor party around Robbie, who goes to bed at 9:30.
We're at a strip club at 4.
The prime shift. Glad we flew out to Vegas so Robbie could be in bed. It's 7 p.m. It's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
If I have to fly out an extra 2 days in advance to get acclimated.
What? To get acclimated?
That doesn't make any sense.
That's how much I don't want to go to New Jersey.
Well, now I think it's a lot different than just not wanting to go to New Jersey. You want to go to buffets with Justin.
No, that is a bonus.
I'm being dead serious.
The number one, the thing that makes me the most happy is that I'm not going to New Jersey.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you rather do a murder mystery, which you've done 100 times, or would you rather go to these buffets with Justin and have him comment into a recorder about it? Like, I can't think of too many things that you'd rather do than what he suggested that you guys do.
No, it's very appealing. No question.
This is what Robbie's bachelor party would be.
But yeah, yes. Robbie, if you ever get married, then that's what we'll do.
But just in terms of your bachelor party, just the destination, that was my main focus.
All right.
What we're going to do, the destination.
Well, maybe we'll go to Charlestown, West Virginia. Maybe there'll probably be legalized sports betting there. Is that? Do you want to do that? Do you want to go to Harper's Ferry, bet on horses, and gamble?
That's 3 hours away, and even less for me.
Not 3 hours away.
No.
It's like an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes.
Okay, well, perfect. Yeah.
It's closer than Winchester.
Yeah, we go through it
yeah.
to go to Winchester,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. That's good.
Well, there you go. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and argue about something else. Rob and JoJo, be right back.
The Rob and JoJo has become a fixture in my weekly flow. I don't miss work or church or chores, nor would I forget Rob and Joe. They aren't just funny, but can be most interesting. Not only that, I make new friends and share our thoughts by being there with them in chat. Their great success is created by all the talent that they share, but much of it is just because they, with great luck, have Robbie there. For those who miss the bonus shows, I promise it would be worthwhile to pay $5 just to add to your life many laughs and smiles. Just go to Patreon and join. Become a patron today. I promise you will never feel as though you've thrown $5 away.
Back to the Rob and Joe Show.
So, Marcus Serta, we're glad that you're with us tonight. Not the best of days for you on the Facebook, Marcus. Got kind of attacked. Would you say attacked at the TMOS fan club?
Oh, God.
Was that accurate?
Are you talking about Tripp's post?
Yeah, about the AmeriCast and its role and some people questioning the point of it.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. The first line is, look, Marcus was handed, in capital letters, a more broadcasting franchise. There should have been more discussion about the role before the mic went live. But the gig should simply be to shill for the network. AmeriCast should be a highlight reel for recent episodes on the network, whether that's what the host thinks, again, caps, all caps thinks, or all caps wants the show to be. That is its only job, cross-pollination for more broadcasting programs, getting listeners of the Michael Mara Show to check in on the rest of the network shows. The end. There's too much yakking on the show. No one needs 40 minutes of listener interviews, analysis of Mike's temperament, and whether Rob and Oscar snipe too much. Just play the funny shit for the Michael Mara Show and the rest of the more programs.
So what was the response?
Well, there's 64 comments, but there's 24 likes.
Oh, people liked that.
24.
So, Marcus, I'm going to defend you. You just sit back. Handed? He does it for free.
You took it. You invented it, didn't you?
I pitched it, and they accepted it.
Okay, so this is your baby. You don't make a dime doing it. It's in support of this network. And then, again, who said that? Trip?
Yep.
That's fine. I mean, that's his opinion, but he can choose not to listen to it. But does he have a better idea? Maybe he does. If he does, then put it together. It's probably hard to pull those clips and do all the things that Marcus does in order to put a show out consistently. Okay, you can be critical of it, but come with a solution. Are you going to do a show? Are you going to do a show? Because Marcus doesn't do the show every week.
His solution is Jim Amato and a Dr. Demento-ish role playing the clips. It could be very funny.
But more than that, who wants to listen to this? Just the clips with no commentary around? I mean, come on.
I agree. I want commentary.
If people are listening, they've listened to the whole week of Michael Mara Show. They've heard all these clips. What do they care if nobody's commenting on it?
All right. You sound like the same conversation we had about the fucking Atlantic City.
Well, but, yeah, I'm just saying it's absurd.
You're right about that.
Well, no, I was going to read what Max said.
Yeah, what did Max say?
And if people are going to be on and not listen to all the shows, e.g. Rob and Joe, they should not get a second invite. The two times I've been on AmeriCast, I made it a point to listen to all the shows. I actually started listening to Cake and Cookies based on this. It's not a difficult ask. Laura Fasson says, sorry if I'm saying that wrong, I started listening to Rob and Joe because of AmeriCast. Thank you, Laura. Max says, thank you, Laura. It's a great show in spite of Joe Robinson. So even in his defense of us, he manages to take a shot at you, Joe.
Can I say something real quick? So I put out a tweet. Okay.
Yeah. Do you have a picture this time?
It is a picture.
Of course.
Okay.
Back to the old reliable.
I got to dance with the one who brung me.
Yeah.
Okay. The tweet's a visual, but I'll go ahead and do my best to explain it. It's a fortune cookie. Okay. And in the fortune cookie, it says, you look pretty.
Aw.
And I said, this fortune cookie wants to fuck me. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's it. 26 likes.
Did Gramps write that?
Yeah. Right. So anyway, it got a lot of love, but somebody said, the only one who wants to. So somebody literally came on to say, the only thing that wants to fuck me is a fortune cookie.
Yeah.
It's a shot at me. Of course, okay, I still liked it.
Well, you're engaged to some hot girl. I mean, it's sort of.
So guess who else liked that comment?
Mac Bergson?
Yeah, Mac Bergson. He's shitting on me. It wasn't a tweet. It was a comment on a tweet that he dug into to make sure he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck Joe Robinson.
Well, I mean, I see Mac's point there.
Yes. Well, not on Joe's Twitter, but I agree with Mac's point on the Facebook post because it's about preparedness. It's not necessarily whether people are commenting or not commenting. It's whether they have valid comments or good comments.
Well, yeah, I think, look, to me, the show, it works best. All right. Our guest this week is Joe Schmo. Joe, tell us how you started listening to these shows. You know, 1 to 3 minutes of that. You're from Boston, Massachusetts. Cool. And all right, this week on Mike O'Mara Show, Mike talks about taking his kid to a first baseball game. Oh, you know, I took my kid to a game once. It didn't go well. He hated it. Okay, moving on to Rob and Joe, the bachelor party. Well, my worst bachelor party. And that just seems to make sense to me the way you do it.
Yeah, and you know what they do on 90 Rock Morning Show when they do Behind the Curtain is
right.
They take a... maybe even like a 7 or 8 minute clip. And then they talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did that. There's new content, commentary on what they said. That's about 3 to 4 minutes. And then they play the clip, which is maybe 5 to 6 minutes. By the way, I'm not saying that's better. I'm just saying that's another approach if you think it's broke, which I don't.
Marcus, I mean, this is your baby. You do it the way you do it because you like, obviously, that's the best way you think to do it. Your response to Trip Affleck.
Fuck off.
Nice. And now 8 minutes of comments on that.
Hey, are you going to play this on your show?
Yeah.
What we're talking about now.
Well, this week, Courtney's actually covering for me because I'm going to be in Boston at a Red Sox game.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we're going to try to go on, but the schedule didn't work. Sorry, Courtney. I'm sure you'll do a great job.
No,
I will do a great job. You're very, very prepared.
The reason I didn't go on is because I didn't want to have to listen to political persuasions.
Hey, let's move on from this. Joe's giving me a dirty look.
No, dirty look. Like, we're done. It seemed very abrupt.
No, I mean, I feel like it's getting too serious.
Oh, I got you.
Robbie,
okay.
You're their producer. Produce. What do you think?
I feel like there's more to this story.
Marcus, have you considered just stop doing it?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, if people aren't enjoying it or if there's an issue, then just, I mean, what are you going to do with the wheelbarrows full of money you make from it?
So do you want to do this song thing?
We'd be more than happy to do it. I feel bad for Marcus, but anyway,
right. Well, I mean,
I wish I lived in Vermont, Marcus. I'd go to the game with you.
Right. If they're playing the Orioles, you're winning 15-0. So I was thinking about this the other day, Mount Rushmore of songs that everyone pretty much knows the words to. Like radio songs, not...
not like Happy Birthday.
Not Happy Birthday or Christmas songs.
Because, by the way, the Mount Rushmore of songs that everybody knows...
you mean any song?
Is Happy Birthday, the ABC song. We're talking about in the United States, right?
Okay.
Those are the top two.
Jingle Bells?
Star Spangled Banner? Is it Jingle Bells? Is that next?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I think Jingle Bells is more... but, by the way, I don't know that people know all the words to Jingle Bells.
Okay, but they can get started.
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah.
Over the hills we go, dashing, dance, laughing all the way.
Laughing all the way.
Ha, ha, ha. Bells on bobtails ring,
correct.
Making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing the slang song tonight. Is that it?
Yeah.
It's harder than I thought.
What about Rudolph?
I know it too. We got the first three, right?
Are we counting Jingle Bell? What about We Will Rock You? Is it just the chorus?
I don't think people know We Will Rock You.
Right.
But now you're into the other story.
But that's still a song. Everybody hears those. That's starting, and they know We Will Rock You.
Well, Happy Birthday in the ABC song is one and two. Now, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star is the ABC song.
Okay.
So everybody knows that too.
What about Cars for Kids? Is there another Christmas song?
Well, Jingle Bells is the number one Christmas. No, not number, but that's the song most
White
people know.
White Christmas?
I think more people know the words to Jingle Bells than White Christmas.
Robbie?
Although there's harder words because Jingle Bells looks like an older song.
Yeah, I think more people know Jingle Bells. They might say Batman Smells Robin Laid an Egg.
Yes. What about songs that you hear on a random radio station in June?
And you know all the words. You just know
You know at least a one verse and a chorus. Like if My Girl comes on, I think everybody's got the first verse.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Sweet Caroline, or is that just the chorus?
I don't know how it begins. Loving Me, Touching You, or something like that. It builds.
And
you almost said it just by coincidence. Where It Began, that's the first three words.
Where It Began, yeah, okay. What about
begin to know.
What about Respect, Aretha Franklin?
What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, you know I got it.
Yeah.
All I'm asking for is a little respect.
I don't think people know the words to that. They just know the R-E-S-P-E-C.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have one song yet.
My Girl, right?
There's
not going to be one everybody knows. But I mean, if you're in a room for 100 people.
Yeah, my dad knows the song My Girl. He knows it.
I think 75% of the people are going to get the first verse.
All You Need Is Love?
No. It's not.
Is there a Beatles song? Is there Imagine?
No. Imagine isn't bigger than Hey Jude.
Okay. Is there some other Motown song? Is there Billie Jean, Michael Jackson? Does everybody know that?
I mean, everybody does.
Yeah.
What about Purple Rain? I know it, but...
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows the chorus, but that's true for a lot of songs.
Something that, like... Do you think Gramps knows the song Billie Jean? He doesn't.
No. What about, is there some old folk song? Is there some...
Michael Row the Boat Ashore? But you wouldn't hear that on the radio.
Okay. Now we're back to the other thing.
Yeah. If we're hearing it on the radio, I mean, like you think about a song, like if you think about the top, what they consider the best songs in history, the Stairway to Heaven, people don't know the words to that song. Freebird, they don't.
What about an Elvis song?
So, Fools Rush In, I mean, I know the beginning of it, but, you know, I mean, Teddy Bear, Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah.
I don't know how those songs start. Robbie probably does.
Yeah, you're right.
Robbie, you sing more songs than anybody, and you hear more songs sung, and I'm getting no help from you. What about My Way?
I was kind of trying to look to see if there was like a poll or something. I wanted to go on that show, Don't Forget the Lyrics, because I am good at remembering.
Yeah, but that's a lot different, remembering all lyrics versus what are the ones
That's why I feel a little bit out of it, because I know lyrics to so many songs that I can't really determine what other people know.
Hey, your favorite musician?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, but really? How does it start?
Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Mama just killed a man.
New York, New York. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Well, I was thinking about that, you know, some Frank Sinatra, but what about... Well, I was thinking like the beginnings of rock and roll or the beginnings of country, but people don't know that. Oh, what about, you think about a song like I Will Always Love You, which is like one of the number one selling songs in history?
I don't know.
A lot of people don't know how it starts. Yeah, they don't know how it starts.
Which one is it again?
I Will Always Love You. I'm just trying to think of the iconic, I don't know. Is there some, I don't know, Sweet Home Alabama?
You know Robbie doesn't like.
Yeah.
He doesn't like
Leonard Skinner.
Yeah, he doesn't like him.
He was rooting for the plane crash.
Yes, he was so happy when he heard the news.
Well, you know what?
He wrote a song, The Day the Music Lived, about that plane crash.
Hey, I just sent you guys. Did it not go through?
By the way, we didn't do a very good job at that.
We didn't.
I
thought we'd be better.
But I also thought Robbie would have some input, but he didn't.
I just sent
you guys.
And Marcus
is still mad about Mike O'Mara. Sorry, go ahead.
I just sent you guys a picture.
American Pie.
It's not bad.
Yes, but... That song, it's the longest number one song in history. It's like 8 minutes long. People don't know the words of that song.
What about Friends in Low Places?
Yeah, you might. How does it start out?
Friends in Low Places or American Pie?
Well, American Pie, a long, long time ago. I still remember how the music used to make me smile. Okay, got it.
And I knew if I had a chance,
okay.
I could make
we know you know it. This isn't the Robbie Robinson.
I think anyone in the if you get in the South, everyone's going to know Friends in Low Places. You get into more of a country music hotbed.
But you know, my father, who loves country music, he doesn't even know that. So they might know it, but he doesn't.
Well, he's too busy hitting on 23-year-old black women.
Yeah, you figure
he knows all the Escape songs.
Yes, he knows the Wobble.
So August 3rd, I'm going to be at AMP where we do our murder mystery, which is we're going to be back there in November 17th. But I'm doing the Hey Frey Show podcast, live stand-up comedy show, live podcast.
Who's on it?
Well, it's everyone on her podcast. She does her show right at the Podcast Village where they do Mike O'Mara Show. And she has a co-host, Danny Starr, Paul Wharton. And anyway, her producer is this smoking hot girl, AJ. And I sent you guys a picture. Tell me, doesn't she look like an Hispanic Katie?
Yeah, she looks like a Katie.
Yeah.
She looks like Katie.
It's a good look for someone to have.
Yeah, it makes me proud.
Yeah, right? Maybe you could hook up with her and just say, oh, sorry, I thought you were Katie.
Or maybe I could have sex with Katie and think of her. It's
there
pretty
you
much
go.
Same thing, right?
But
bad
just,
boys, bad boys.
There you go. So check that out. AMP by Strathmore right there in Bethesda, a Rockville area.
Strathmore.
Did you say this woman's name, by the way, Rob?
AJ Lopez.
Okay, thank you.
Find
more pictures of her.
But you're headlining, right? They're not comics, are they?
No, the idea is that I'm going to try to go there. We're going to shoot some stuff of me sort of teaching them, giving some pointers.
Okay.
And then they're each going to do 5 minutes. I'm assuming I'll MC it, and then we'll get into like just sitting,
how many
doing
people
a podcast.
Are they? Oh, I got you. It's a podcast,
yes,
versus stand-up. Okay.
Exactly. So it's a combination thing. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, no, it sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. All right, I think we're out. So I'll be in San Fran. Wish me luck with Koechner.
Hey, if you want to hear me on the 98 Rock Ravens pregame,
how
about August 2nd? When's this going to air, Robbie?
August 1st, probably, or the 31st?
1st. Yeah, we're talking about the Monday show. It's going to be this Monday, the 30th.
Yes.
So if it gets out the 31st, in 2 days, I'll be on the air around 5 o'clock.
Check it out. Your first pregame show.
That's right. I guess I should learn a little bit about the team.
Do you know who they're playing?
They're playing the Bears.
Good start.
Who's the Bears quarterback?
Ooh, Mitch Trubisky. The Bears are going to be exciting this year. New coach, Matt Nagy. They're going to do some, they got inventive offense. Tariq Cohen. They signed Allen Robinson from Jacksonville. Why do I not have this gig? So anyway.
well, that's it. Hold on. I'm writing all this
yes,
down.
Yes, you got it. I'll be training you football. Thanks, guys. We'll see you and talk to you soon.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.